Okay. There we go. Coming. Okay. All right. Let's hope it's public now. Come on, man. Yo, I'm gonna have to do this shit again, man. I wish I had a fucking editor, man. Or a producer here. Could help me do this shit. Why is it not working? Huh? Yeah, I know it's an excellent connection, but it's not going to the... Yeah. Streaming software. Public, it is public, okay. All right. And there's something wrong here. It's not me. Public, yeah? All right. I know a lot of people like, fuck this guy. He's fucking the shit up, man. We're wasting our time with this son of a bitch. We're wasting our time with this son of a bitch. Hold on, man. I don't give a fuck.
Even the House of Representatives.
And, you know, this takes like the fucking, takes the energy out of this shit. Let's see. I'll go, okay. Oh, maybe if I do that, go to studio. Go to live content. Oh, it's a rare. Oh, okay, it is live, right? Let me see. What? Let me see. We're doing this the whole time, I didn't even know. All right. Okay, thank God we did it. All right. Thank God we're good. Thank God we're good, all right? All right, let's go. Break in. I don't even know what the hell it is, eh? Hey, yeah. This is the Mahdi Hassan show. All right, let's go. Let's start the show over. This is Omar from the Third Rail. What's up, everybody? How you doing? I hope you're feeling good. We got some kind of show we're trying to put together. I don't have no producers. I have no experience. I want to tell you a little bit of my history. I've been on YouTube for almost 2 years. I started late. I had to learn everything by scratch. I made a lot of mistakes. I was on a different channel. I had 8,000 subscribers at that time. Then a friend of mine who had a channel that did shorts in different languages, and he said he don't want his channel no more, or he wanted to partner up with me, and he gave me his channel, which has 2 million views. But the problem is the viewers are from all over the world, from India. Hello, India, from Brazil. Hello, Brazil, from Indonesia. Hello, Indonesia, from Egypt. Hello, Egypt, from Brazil. Hello, Brazil, and some from the United States. So we're trying to build this channel, but the problem I've been facing on YouTube as a creator is that let me put my face full. So I've been having an issue. I can't get any correlation or cooperation with other channels. Can't get on debates. Can't get on panels. It's like they have this fucking ecosystem of whites only, whites only. I went to the Crucible. I had a debate one time there, and I just didn't like what I said because I'm very brutally honest. They're discussing issues with left-wing violence in the United States, and they have about 9 panelists, all fucking white guys, and some, I don't know, they even had a girls. As if there's no other fucking black people on YouTube, or Arabs, or Middle Easterners, or Asians, as if we're not part of that conversation. We don't exist. We don't exist on that conversation. So I decided to give up on these guys. You know, I don't need to be, man. I tried, I reach out, you know, I do some interviews with real people. I reach out to Andrew Wilson, reach out to Modern Day Debates. I guess, you know, it is what it is. I mean, maybe it's not even racism. It's just that these people, let me fix this thing. That these people, okay, that these people, they know each other a long time, or they work with each other, or they have a certain agenda that they are pushing on YouTube, or you know, they advertise for each other, and they help each other build these communities, and we're not allowed to. I've been on 2 years. I cannot latch myself to any panels. The hippy-dippy bullshit with Brian Dillon or all the other fucking bullshit panels. Even that fierce shit with Cry Eyes, whatever his name is. I don't know, he's African or Jamaican. Even if he's a racist piece of shit. So you can't get on these panels. You can't. That's okay. Anyway, let's go back to the news. Fox News, as you know, Fox News is the most dangerous channel in the United States. It's not a news channel. It's a propagandist. What it does is, it is like the media arm of white nationalism and white grievances. And the whole idea is that they're not really into it for an ideology. Robert Murdoch and all the rest, they are making money, monetization, the breakup of the United States, the hatred of American citizens against each other. You could report the news, you could have an opinion, but don't get up every night and lie and make up shit. Right now, they just lost a case to Dominion. Dominion, as you know, was a company that provided machines, since we live in a capitalist society, for voting. People to vote, and all of a sudden they had this conspiracy. The election was stolen. It's all bullshit. We all know it's a lie. And they get up on Fox every night. That lady was her name, Powell, and Rudy Giuliani, and other crazies from the right wing. And Fox was giving airtime to these people and legitimizing what they're saying and creating havoc. That's why we had January 6th. Fox is responsible for that. And you have to be careful, because it is dangerous. Because in 1994, they used to have in Rwanda a radio station called Libra or something, Libra or Freedom. They had a person who was white in a black country, like Tucker Carlson. Every night, every day, he'll be on this channel inciting hatred between the majority Hutus and the minority Tutsis. He used to call them the cockroaches, be careful of them, the incest. He called them every name in the book. They are trying to take over the country. They are just a few. Until one day, they should just hit the fan. And in 1 week, 700 to a million Tutsis were dead from their neighbors and people they went to church with, even their in-laws. They didn't even use guns. They just used axes and knives and sticks and tree trunks, whatever they used. That's dangerous shit, what they're going on. Robert Murdoch, 92-year-old garbage, is the most dangerous man in the United States, media-wise. He has been working on this idea since 1996 of creating this monetization of a small group. Mind you, Fox News average viewers are 68 years old. They're old people in the fucking nursing home. The majority are not educated. They didn't go to college. They have no college education. They are just the poor whites, what I call all the time, the poor whites. Everybody says, Omar, you're a racist. No, I'm saying the truth. The poor whites in the Midwest, in the South, who will listen to anything. The people who used to listen to Rush Limbaugh for 3 hours a day before he dropped dead are doing the same thing on Fox News. On Fox News, no, they only have that one group. It's the same 3 million to 4 million votes that they have. They have not more than that. And they pitch the same thing to them every day, monetizing hatred or disfranchising other Americans, or hatred among Americans. That's what Fox News has been doing for the last, 25 years? And the problem is, it's getting worse. America is divided. You know, a lot of people say America is divided, the Civil War. But when I go out, I go to the mall, everybody's going about their business. Whites, black, Hispanics, whatever. Everybody just buying their stuff, buying phones, getting haircuts, buying groceries. As if there's no problem. But as soon as you put on these networks like CNN and MSNBC, Fox News is the biggest corporate of them all. At least the other ones, they're still pretending to be like news channels. They do have an agenda. MSNBC is more of a liberal confirmation bias network, but they don't incite. They don't tell outlaws lies. Oh, I know, they could say, Russiagate, fuck you, Russiagate. There was something to Russiagate. The fucking guy was sucking Putin's dick. That is Donald Trump. So the whole idea is that we're going all about that shit. And the whole thing is, so they sued them for $1.6 billion. The company that makes these election machines sued Fox. They were supposed to go to trial yesterday. Then they delayed it. We knew there was a negotiation. And they were playing this chicken game, you know, like a Mexican standoff, who's going to blink first. And this morning, they picked the jurors, and then they put a stop to it. Fox knew that it was going to lose the case because they had a lot of evidence. Because as you saw what happened to Alex Jones, they broke him. Even if they went in and they won the case, they were only asking for $1.6 billion as the Dominion machine makers. But there's a punitive aspect to the trial in civil lawsuits. They could have hit them with $10 billion, $7 billion, $20 billion, $5 billion. It would have been disastrous for Fox. Now Fox is going to move on. They're going to pay this. They have to pay $785 million to Dominion. Let's see first when the news broke.
Welcome to The Lead. We have some breaking news for you. I'm Jake Tapper. Moments ago, we learned there is a settlement.
By the way, this is human garbage right here on CNN. Jake Tapper, this is human garbage right here. So I want you to know that. The only reason I put him on is because...
settlement in the high-stakes trial between Dominion Voting Systems and Fox. Dominion was suing Fox for $1.6 billion, saying that the network showed complete and utter disregard for truth and facts and accuracy when they allowed guests and hosts to push false conspiracy theories that the 2020 election had been stolen from Donald Trump. CNN's Oliver Darcy is outside the courthouse in Delaware. Oliver, what do we know about the settlement?
We know right now, the judge just announced actually moments ago, Jake, that this case has been settled out of court. We don't know any details about what happened, but there was this unexplained two-hour delay in court proceedings. This settlement really comes right before the clock struck midnight, Jake. Opening statements midnight. Were set to begin at 1:30.
What the fuck is Cinderella?
They did not, as scheduled.
Before it struck midnight.
Unexplained delay. Lawyers were seen going in and out of court, and now we're getting word from the judge that this $1.6 billion case has been settled by both Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News. This, of course, averts a trial that would have been an agonizing process for Fox News. You would have seen top stars like Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson have to testify along with Rupert Murdoch, the aging Fox chairman. He's 92 years old. He would have had a...
The 92-year-old garbage named Rupert Murdoch, you know, he's from Australia. You know, Australia used to have a penal colony for Great Britain. They used to take all the prostitutes, the pimps, the killers, the murderers, the rapists, the street, the muggers. They threw them in Australia and just threw all the criminals there. You never know. You think his great-grandparents were either... I think they had to be either... They were pimps. Because that's what he's doing. He's pimping all these idiots on prime time, like Tucker Carlson, let me see if I have voice sound here. Do I have sound here, guys? Can you guys write something so I know I'm alive? Hello? Yeah, I do have sound. Thank God. So he's pimping all these idiots at nighttime and during the day, like Jesse Waters, like Tucker Carlson, like Sean Hannity, who I know very much. And I followed his career a long time ago. He's a fucking garbage. He's not like Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity is not he's not a populist or anything. He don't give a fuck about populism. He's in it for the money. He's like, listen, I'm going to make money as I can and fuck everybody else. And that's what I do. He was on WABC 77 radio in the 90s to almost the 2000s until he got the gig as Fox News. Before that, he used to be on the radio for 3 hours during rush hour. Fucking same garbage that you're seeing right now on Fox News. Same garbage. You know, let me move this. Hold on. Trying to fix this. So, and there's the other one, the one who has a jaw, like, I think she has a jaw issue. What's that garbage name? What's her name? Her name is, Laura Angel, right? Laura Angel, or whatever it is, who her brothers and her family have came on and said she's a grifter, she's garbage, she's a piece of shit. The whole family has came on and said, our sister is a fucking garbage, is a piece of shit. And we all know. Anyway, so, wait. So let me see. So Fox News is garbage, right? So let's see what we have on Fox News here. I took some stuff down here and I wrote it down. I'm going to read it together. I got it right here. Okay. This is what we know about Fox. According to the Nielsen, we're going to watch it together, okay? You see it here? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Okay, I don't want you. Okay, according to Nielsen, the agency that does the rating survey for radio and television, Fox News has the oldest audience among the cable news choices. The typical Fox News viewer is 68 years old. So most of the Fox News viewers are fucking in a nursing home or in hospice care or never leave the house. The same guy who shot the black kid, the 85-year-old, because he rang the wrong bell, that's the Fox News viewer. And the majority are men, and most Fox News viewers self-identify as Republicans or conservative. Demographics. There you go. The medium Fox. Okay. MSNBC. To compare to the other channels, the medium age of Fox News and MSNBC viewer. Okay. MSNBC is 65. And I think CNN has the youngest audience is 60, but they don't really have any audience. Given the key out, but they do lead in that. These are the audiences of Fox News. This is who we're dealing with. They are less affluent. I mean, they're fucking dumb, less educated, stupid than the average U.S. citizen. They're fucking Bud Light drinkers, and much less so the consumers of news by other means. So the whole idea is what you're seeing here. I had to put that away. Is that? So what they doing is they dealing to hate every day, garbage every day. So Fox News, there's another, they should have went to trial. If I was the company, the only way to stop Fox News is to put them out of business. Because Fox News need to take responsibility of what they're doing, of what they're saying, what the news they're reporting. They have to have some form of responsibility that our country, the United States, is fragile. Our country is fucking fragile, and we have a lot of social issue and political issue. And don't add gas to the fucking fire. What are you doing? And the whole idea is they continue to do the same thing for profit. They're the most profitable cable news channel, the most watched cable news. Their average viewers is like 2.2 million. It's nothing if you compare it to Channel 7, Channel 4, Channel 2, like these mainstream channels. But they do have influence. They have influence over the lawmakers in Washington. For example, you ever see Lindsey Graham here? Get on there, they'll fucking humiliate him. And what they do, even the crazies like Marjorie Greene, like the other one, they'll do something crazy on the Congress floor just to get on Fox News in the night. And if the House Speaker or the Senate leader try to do something, Fox News will do a Tucker Carlson will get on the channel and say some stupid shit and blackmail the Republican Party into being more extreme. You have to understand what's going on in the United States. What's going on in the United States is the Republican Party is shrinking. They're losing. They are losing the culture war, the political war, the voting war, everything you could war. They're losing it all over the place. So they are resorting to extreme measures of inflammatory language, weaponry. Even they might become dangerous and might become violence in the end. Because the whole idea, if you look at what's going on in the last 8 presidential election, the Republican Party only won 1 out of the 7 popular votes. Out of the 7 or 8 elections, only once they won the popular vote. That means they got the people's vote for presidency. Even when they won by the Electoral College. And with their loss with Joe Biden, with the Electoral College system, they turned crazy. Oh, there must have been some cheating. They tried to overthrow the government. So imagine what happened on January 6th is a prelude of what's going to happen in the future. Once the Republican Party can no longer win any national election, they're not going to win any more national election in the next 10 years or even statewide election. Because what's going on right now is that more Americans are moving into urban areas. They are moving into urban areas. Let me put my hand. I want to see my face, man. I don't want to see these idiots. Nah, I look too beautiful like that. Let me see. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'd rather have that. Okay. Because, you know, I don't want to look too full. Like, you know, when I see myself, I get nervous. So what's going on with the Republican Party is that more Americans are moving into urban areas. What I mean by that, like, for example, you hear Republicans say, oh, everybody's leaving California. Yeah, but they're going to Austin. Austin is a Democratic city. So what they're going, all these people who are moving from blue states to red states, they're going to impact the voting system there. So, for example, the Republican Party will be a party that runs like maybe congressional seats. They have districts if they could gerrymander them. They have to cheat to get those seats in the first place. And school boards, small things like that. You understand what I'm saying? School boards, nothing statewide. Because to be a senator, you have to win statewide. So, like, for example, New York State. You have upstate New York is very conservative, and you have the 8 million people who live in the 5 boroughs of New York City who are very liberal. So for anybody to win from upstate a Senate seat, they have to adjust their views. Like our senator, what's his name, Krista Brand right now? She used to be very conservative, all this anti-immigrant, all that. When she was a state senator or state whatever, when she wanted to become a statewide senator, she had to adjust her politics. So that's what's going to happen. In the end, they are going to turn violent. A matter of fact, Noam Chomsky said that shit about 10 years ago, maybe a decade, 2010, when they asked him, what's the dangers to the United States? Is it Russia? Is it China? He said, no. The most dangerous entity in the United States is the Republican Party, which is true. We saw what happened on January 6th. You cannot blame those people who went there. They're fucking idiots. They don't know. Maybe 70% of those people on January 6th had no intention of going into the Pentagon, into the Capitol. They, you know how you get caught in a crowd and you get caught in the moment, and some of them even they just went in there because everybody went in there. But the whole idea is there was a science to it. What was going on in January 6th? On January 6th, what was going on was very simple. Donald Trump created this environment. He wanted to send all these people to the Capitol to ransack the Capitol, whatever, and get either shot and killed by the Capitol police. In other words, if he had 100 people who got killed, let's say the Capitol police overreacted, which they have every right to do, because he had 535 senators in Congress, and he had both legislative houses and the vice president. The whole government of the United States was in that building, except that idiot Donald Trump in the White House. So in other countries, they will have overreacted. This was the whole plan. People say, "Oh, it's a false flag." No, how could it be a false flag by the Democrats? If you control the presidency at that time, you control the House and the Senate. Why do you want a fucking false flag? You already won. It was nothing. It was a dry run. That's what it was. The whole idea was. People don't say that a lot, but I knew in my heart of heart, the whole idea, Donald Trump wanted to create a disastrous moment in American politics that would create this environment of uncertainty where in his little mind, he thinks we are a fucking banana republic. He will declare this martial law who will come to save the situation. He's the arsonist. He wants to create the fire, then come and turn the fire off. The whole idea was he was hoping for two things. The first thing was, in case he sent all these poor whites there to fucking die, he was hoping maybe he'd get 20, 30, 40 of them killed. Then a national emergency would be created, a great reaction by the general public, and probably get 10 or 15 congressmen or women get killed, and he'd create this moment, delay the certification of the vote. And then he'll come in and save the day by declaring martial law to save the country from itself. That is unruly, that people are trying to overthrow the government. The people he sent, he will have turned them into villains. At the end of the day, he will have turned around and turned them into villains. And he said that he's suspending constitutional law because of all of the people who try to overthrow the government. That was it. That was the whole plan. Very easy. A matter of fact, even the Secret Service were on it. People don't talk. You see, that's why I hate about these fucking right-wingers on fucking YouTube. They would say every details from 1985 or 84, White Call, whatever, or Ruby Ridge, whatever. But they don't get the idea that the Secret Service erased all the text messages on that day. It's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. It was done on purpose. They were trying to take Mike Pence away from the Capitol to an unknown location under the pretense of protecting him. And doing so, they are depriving him from doing his duty to certify the Electoral College vote, which had been certified anyway. This is always ceremonial. You got to give him credit. He don't want to get in that car. He knew what was going on. He felt it. He said, I'm not leaving here. You know, you got to give him credit, even if he's a piece of shit. He said, I don't want the world to see that Mike Pence or the Vice President of the United States ran away in a motorcade from the crowd. The whole idea was to get him, kidnap him, really, and take him to an unknown location under the pretense of protecting them because the Washington was about to collapse. The Secret Service were on it. There's a lot of shit that needs to be fucking cleaned out, man. The problem is the Democratic Party is fucking weak. The president is weak. The Joe Biden. And especially Merrick Garland. You cannot have that weak. You can't even fucking talk. You need somebody fucking a firebrand. I would got somebody someplace from fucking West Virginia. Democrat. Fucking redneck. Wouldn't give a fuck about anything. And clean up the fucking house there. Clean up the Secret Service. They need to be cleaned up. What happened to the... what happened to the text message? Oh, we had to... Well, we do this every time. We have to clean all the old past messages and start a fresh start. Really? The most important day in history, and you guys erase the text messages? They were trying to overthrow the government of the United States, man. There was an overthrow. You could feel it. I knew it because there was a problem. There was no cabinets. Donald Trump had no confirmed cabinets. Everybody was acting this, acting that, acting that. Nobody was confirmed by the Senate. From day one, Donald Trump took the presidency. He depleted the State Department. Every time somebody retires or quits, he did not replace them. The Pentagon, he did not replace them. Ambassadors, they were never filled throughout. Some countries had no ambassadors the whole 4 years he was president. We had no ambassadors to look. And he's kissing up to Putin and China and the guy in North Korea. And before January 6th, I swear to God, I'm telling you the truth here. I swear to God, I knew he was replacing the Secretary of Defense, some fucking idiots we never heard of, the Secretary of everything, all these important people in intelligence. Even Bill Barr, that fat animal, resigned 2 weeks before the... why didn't you stay and hang out? And you see the country's in disarray. The guy's claiming somebody he's got robbed. And you know he didn't get robbed with the election. Why didn't you say the truth and talk, man? Some of these people will do shit not to protect their country. Imagine... They're not thinking. Even the people of Fox News, like the Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is worth millions and millions of dollars. They don't know if, God forbid, the United States collapses as a country or become a failed state. All the money is going to be useless. All those tens of millions of dollars you got in the fucking bank, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Rupert Murdoch. He's going to run to Australia, that fucking filthy animal. It's going to be worthless. The American dollar is going to collapse. Because as soon as the United States, God forbid, collapses as a country or become a failed state, all the world will withdraw their confidence in the American dollar. The American dollar is not backed by gold. You know what the American dollar is backed by? the petrodollar, the fucking Arabs who take their money and their oil sales with the American dollar, and our fucking missiles and guns. We say, it's worth that. Oh, yes, it is worth that. That's the only thing. And our output, productive output, wealth. So if shit hit the fan, like what these guys are pushing the country over the cliff, all that money in the bank, they could take it home and just clean their ass with it, and use it for toilet paper. They don't know that. And I cannot fucking understand in my head, why would you want the country to go through such pain? Of, you know, the United States, you see, the whole idea is, I wasn't born here, okay? But I see the United States from a different lens than those who were born here. I see this land that has, I came here as a child. I was 7 years old and I became an American citizen. My father, my family is a citizen, my grandkids, whatever you want to call them, my sons and kids. The whole idea, I see the America in a different lens. I see America as this beautiful country that has these many opportunities, the best education, healthcare, taking care of its people. You have crime, so what? You have fucking violence in every country. And I see this beautiful experiment that I want to be part of, and I want my kids and my next kids and to be part of. Because I already saw what happened. I come from the other side of the world where I seen fucking shit hit the fan when countries become failed states. Once they become failed states, that's it. The game is over. Especially these young kids who, America first. I'm a white nationalist. I'm a Christian nationalist. I'm a liberal nationalist. Shut the fuck up, all of you. You are shitty motherfuckers who don't work, who probably live in your mother's basements. You probably make yourself some money on YouTube. Thank God that something came for you to make money off. You got no real job. You have nothing to say. You have nothing to do. You don't know what real pain is. You don't know the suffering when countries collapse. Do you want, to the white people, do you want your women to be fucking refugees in South and Central America? Because the war is going to be between you whites, not going to be between us ethnic groups. We don't give a fuck. I mean, we don't have the numbers. We're just going to sit there and watch who wins. Whoever wins, we're on your side. No, you lost. Oh, okay, we're on your side. We're on your side. So if shit hit the fan and this country become the United States of America, God forbid, I say that all the time, God, become this failed state. Yeah. And God forbid all these fucking warlords come out of nowhere, because the people don't understand that as soon as law and order breaks down, you got all these different characters that come out of nowhere that nobody knew about and just override everybody and take over and create these fucking balkanization of the United States. My question is, do you want to see your children and your wives and your sisters? Let me put on the air conditioner, man. Do you want to see them as refugees in Mexico and Canada? That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen if you don't fucking get your mind together. Anyway, Fox News, good that they paid the $785 million. They should have went to a trial. I think the company would have got more than that, because Fox News is a culprit in everything that's going on in the United States. In Britain, they had the same problem. They kicked them out. The guy, Rupert Murdoch, was spying on people. I think it was 10 years ago. He was tapping on their phones. Politicians, people. This motherfucker is like a leech, man. God, oh, yeah. And you know how they say evil don't die? He's 92 years old. He just fucking got divorced about 2 weeks ago. And he's getting married again. Fucking virus. Anyway, let's move on to our next subject. Here we are. Yeah, let's move to our friend here. Here we go. Here we go. There, Pete Shapiro. Our next subject is Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, look at him. He looks like a fucking depraved maniac. He's a piece of shit. He runs this company called The Daily Wire. The Daily Wire, you know, they do this tap dance. Their base is mostly right-wing adjacent. And, you know, he wears the fucking yarmulke. I like when he wears that yarmulke, and the yarmulke is like jet black. so that his followers will not see it. Because the majority of his followers don't give a fuck who he is and hate him for what he is. The problem is he's a racist. I say it. He's a racist piece of shit. He hates black people. Every time there's a black issue and he has nothing to talk about and has to do with black people, he come right swinging. Him and the other, the sellout Candace Owens. You know the Candace Owens? Fucking garbage there. With the black community have disowned. I have disowned her. I'm half black, man. I am. Trust me. My father. Well, I don't know. You know, he's dark. Anyway, let's see what. So, Ben Shapiro owned this $100 million company. So, you're thinking. First of all, hold on. Let me show you what he's talking about, first of all. There's a show. This is the trailer. There's a show coming on Netflix about Cleopatra, Queen Cleopatra, whatever her name is. You know, that was in Egypt. I don't know if she was Greek or Egyptian. When I was a kid, I saw this commercial, this movie. She had snakes in her hair. I don't know what that. This is the there you have it. Let me put that in. I like the background. Okay, there you go. All right. Queen Cleopatra. So who gives a fuck, really? I mean, I'm from the Middle East. I'm very light-skinned, or maybe this is the fucking camera I got on. I could tell you 100% that she was not that white. She was not white like the way they show her, like this fucking Greek-looking color. She was Greek, but she's been there for fucking... She was there for... Her family was there for centuries. And they had intermarried with the Egyptians. If you go to Egypt... you'll see that people, they are different Egyptians. In Lower Egypt, the Egypt's broken into like pieces. The more you go towards Sudan, toward Africa, deep Africa, the darker it gets. The more you go get toward Israel, the more they are, you know, light-skinned, olive-skinned, Mediterranean skin. They look like they're Greek, like the color of that region. Like me, olive, like Michael Knowles. See, Michael Knowles, he's a perfect Egyptian. So what's the fucking problem here? You think, then right-wing media comes out, oh, she's not black. Who cares? White, black, I mean, who cares? I mean, what's the problem here? She's not that white. Egypt is in North Africa, and if she was in Egypt for centuries, her family was there, and they intermarried with the Egyptian, I could guarantee you she had curly hair, and she had olive skin. The whole issue is, whose word are we going to take for that? I mean... You saw what Jesus, if you go into these houses, my friend Jesus is white. He has these blonde hair and blue eyes. He's not white. Jesus is not white. I could tell you that 100%. He looks like me. Jesus looks like me because I'm from the Middle East. But there's no problem. If you want to picture the God in your own vision, it's okay. If you believe that Jesus is God and you want to picture them in the way you want to attribute him, it's all right, but the whole idea is then you have Ben Shapiro here. There he goes, that ugly-looking, filthy animal. There he is. Look at him. He looks depraved. He doesn't sleep. He stays all night counting the money, wearing that jet black yarmulke. And man, don't wear that. I dare to wear what colored yarmulke. I'm not racist against Jews, but I know he don't want his followers to know that. He's trying to pretend like, look, they follow me, and I'm a religious Jew. They don't care about you. The whole idea is I could say that because you say what you got to say, and I say what I got to say. Let's see what this asshole has to say. This is, he got up, and he thought, well, today, I'll have to react. We've been reacting against the transgender community for the last 6 months. I mean, we need to hit the black. We need to hit the black. We need to hit the black button. We got it inside our base, our base.
Is that any character can be played by a black person, but no black character can ever be played by anyone else. The latest example of this is that Netflix has now come out with a new Cleopatra series produced by noted Egyptologist and historical expert Jada Pinkett Smith. This is the weirdest Hollywood story of the day. So Netflix has now announced that Jada Pinkett Smith is doing a docuseries on Cleopatra because she's an Egyptologist. Did you know that? Jada Pinkett Smith? Like, there's nobody in
it. Oh, no, she gave the money. She's not. Stop lying, you filthy animal. Stop lying. Stop. Stop your little racist bullshit. This guy hates black people, man. Never seen a Jew hate black people. Does he hate them?
Oh, yeah, no. Jacob Henry, the epitomologist.
No, she's not. She probably gives the money to have the thing done. That's all it is. She's the backer. Like you produce those dumb movies that made $800. It's the same thing.
In America, who knows more about the empire of the Ptolemies than Jada Pinkett Smith. And the racially ambiguous queen is now being depicted as black in the Queen Cleopatra docuseries. Here we go.
His mouth, look at him. I think he has Asperger, right? I think he has Asperger, man. He has to have Asperger. This guy's retarded, man. What the fuck are you doing, man? Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Let me see. Why does he have his mouth open like that? Ben, close your mouth. I don't know.
People who don't know anything, like literally anything about world history, let me explain that Cleopatra was probably of Greek extraction. The reason that we say this is because she was almost undoubtedly of Greek extraction. Okay, she's part of the Ptolemaic Empire. Here's how it worked. After Alexander the Great conquered...
Wait. Lately, Ben Shapiro has been using his hand when he talks because they saw Russell Brand on the Bill Maher show. You know, Russell Brand talks with fucking his whole body. So somebody told him, Ben, you look like a fucking robot, you idiot. You're dumb as it is. Use your hand so you could look a little human and people react to people moving. Because people on YouTube, they react to people who yell at them. Seriously. Oh, people who use their hands. My other hand don't work, so I'm going to use my hand like that. So he started using his hand lately.
Parts of North Africa in the Middle East and then died. This would be in the 4th century BCE. And there was a giant sort of conflict that broke out among his chief generals. Okay, there was the Seleucid Empire. That was one area. One of the empires was the Ptolemaic Empire, right? Ptolemy. Okay, Ptolemy was one of his regional governors, and he ended up taking over that area. He was Greek. All of his descendants were therefore from him. They were Greek. The notion that Cleopatra...
They were intermarried to people in the region. They were there for hundreds of years. This is the whole idea. And it doesn't matter, Ben. Ben, I'm going to surprise everybody here. The pyramids... Wait, let me lower my... I think my face is too fucking white here. I don't want to mislead my audience here. Hold on, let me fix the camera. You know what? I'm just going to go. I've been on this shit all day anyway. Let me see. Wait. Why did I just do that? I just messed up the whole thing. Okay, I'm going to surprise you with one thing. You know, the pyramids in Egypt? I don't think the Jewish people built them. No way. I've been saying this all my life. I don't even believe in the Red Sea that was open, all that garbage shit they say. But those pyramids, you want to take credit for them? I see my, I live in Yemen. I see the Jewish people. They're very small people. They can't carry those rocks. You need some real fucking strong Moorish Nubian people from the depth of Africa to carry those stones and move them. Probably the majority, they were fucking middle managers, you know. Oh, okay, put the rock there. You know, they didn't build the pyramids. I say it, so what? See?
Trump was black is silly. But again, you're allowed to do this in Hollywood because, of course, only thing that matters is our weird, parochially American perception of what race matters. It's super, super strange. By the way, we actually have sculptures of Cleopatra. It's not as though there's like nothing to indicate what Cleopatra looked like.
Yeah.
There's a Roman
sculpture. We have sculptures by Romans. We also have sculptures of Jesus, and he's not blue eyes, and nobody in the Middle East had blue eyes and blonde hair. He was probably some short Jew with a little curly hair and olive skin. You understand? Even if we were to be honest, Ben Shapiro is not the average looking Jew. If you go, the real Jews are the people who lived in Arabia, in Yemen, in Egypt, the Sephardic Jews who are originally from the region. These guys from the Akanaxis from Ukraine, where Ukraine is right now. I mean, let's be honest. If you're going to be historically honest, that's what you're going to be as, you know.
Sculpture of Cleopatra from like the mid first century, around the time of her visits to Rome.
Yeah.
And she looks Greek because she was probably Greek.
All right.
It was amazing. The entire Hollywood crowd.
Put your hands down. You never use your hands before. Put your arms down.
Gal Gadot undoubtedly looked a lot more like Cleopatra than anybody who's being cast in this particular production. Now, again, you can cast however you want, but I've noticed a certain pattern in Hollywood, which is that people who clearly are not black are now being cast as black. But if you ever did the reverse, then no way, right? That would be racism of the highest order. In fact, you'll recall that there's this Shonda Rhimes show, Bridgerton, in which which is Queen Victoria, is it? I don't watch Bridgerton because I'm a dude and I have testicles. So Bridgerton is a show for women, testicles. and also a racially strange show in which a bunch of white people are cast as black people, sort of like Hamilton. A bunch of white people are cast as people of color, and all the rest. And again, if
it's fucking Hollywood, man. It's Hollywood, man. Do you really think Superman flies? Huh? Do you think Superman really flies? Do you think the Incredible Hulk really gets mad and becomes that big? Avengers, everybody go watch these dumb Marvel movies, hundreds, and they make billions of dollars. It's not real. But the whole idea is that for Ben Shapiro to get up in his $100 million company and say, well, I mean, this Cleopatra thing is fucking, it's not right, man. I have to straighten the record straight here. Because I don't want people to be misled that, or feel proud, black people to feel proud they have a history as black people in the region, in the Middle East. They had a queen called Cleopatra, whatever her name is. You understand? He don't want that. So he got up just to fucking ruin the shit for black people today. I'm going to fucking ruin it for everybody. I'm going to ruin it for everybody. I don't care. That's what Ben Shapiro sounds like. Yeah, I think I got it right now. Let me see. Yeah, now I got it. See, I've been messing up. Yeah. You know, I look cute, by the way. So Ben Shapiro got up and said, let me ruin this shit for everybody. I mean, really? Everybody's fucking thinking that, I'm the only fucking channel that I have no comments, man. Can somebody write a comment or something? Oh, curse me. Could you curse me out or something? So the whole idea is, let's see what Ben Shapiro has to do. I don't like this guy. I think he's racist, really. I think he's a grifter, and he uses this right-wing grift to fool all these right-wingers, these poor whites, The poor whites are always getting fucked at the end of the day. They always got to give their money away. Whoever comes along lies to them, and they just follow them like fucking sheep and flock and give the money away. So here, Ben Shapiro would get up every day. He has this company and all misfits. You have Candace Owens, who hates black people. You have Michael Knowles, who thinks he's fucking pure white and he's a fucking meatball from New York or from, I don't know where he was born. And you have this idiot over here who's an hesitant Jew, religious Jew, pretending to be a white nationalist. And it's fucking crazy, man. Only in America. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't like him because he's a Zionist garbage. He hates Palestinians. He called Palestinians trash. He called them gutter people. I know this guy. Go look at him. He's a fucking garbage. He's a filthy animal, this piece of shit. Look at him.
We're just going to do race neutral casting on everything. I'm here for it. Fine. All right. That's cool. But that also means that Ryan Gosling needs to be up for Martin Luther King.
I want proof.
Right? It also means that we're going to need Christian Bale as like Booker T. Washington.
I want proof that the Red Sea was parted. I need some proof that you guys built the fucking pyramids. I need some receipts, man. You did not build the fucking, you want to go there? We're going to go there too.
Washington.
You understand what I'm saying?
Either you do it or you don't. Okay. You don't get to make up. In this particular case, it's even worse because they're actively trying to claim a thing that was not true for purposes, presumably, of suggesting that there was a whitewashing of Cleopatra's history. There was an attempt to whitewash Cleopatra by turning her into a white lady, but actually she was probably a black lady. Now, again, she had particularly distinctive facial features. There are paintings of her at the time.
Yeah, there are sculptures of her at the time.
But the point that I'm making here is that we view everything now from the peculiarly intersectional lens of what exactly would black people want, presumably, like the most radical black activists want to say about a historical incident.
Black Lives Matter.
And then he's put it out there.
Yeah.
And it's super weird. Netflix putting its money behind that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Again, why is Jada Pinkett Smith doing a thing about Cleopatra? Like, explain to me.
Why not?
It's super strange.
Why not? Wait a minute. Black people don't have no right to do documentaries, Ben Shapiro? Black people have no right to invest and do documentaries on Netflix and all that stuff. They don't have no right. What business he has? Why? Who died and made you guys God? Who died? You understand? You see the way he's talking, all that fucking heinous bullshit? Holy shit. Unbelievable.
Like, just a little bit of accuracy would go a long way. Yeah. Well, none of this makes any sense, but...
Yeah, all right. I'm not going to shoot the commercial. Let's see if this asshole has more things to say. They ain't going... ExpressVPN. You could lie...
First, as many of you know, our family recently got a very cute dog. Happy is doing really well. He's a very cute dog. My kids really, really love him.
Go fuck yourself, you dog. I want to hear about your dog. Dog, like, all right, what we got here? We got did this. All right. Here we go. Now we have another problem. First. Okay. This is a very important story. This is Daniel Perry. Is a racist piece of shit in Texas who's been talking about killing Muslims and killing blacks for years. They saw in his text and his because fucking these dumb white races write everything on Facebook and Twitter. They let everybody know that they're fucking racist and it's gonna. So let's listen to the story. This is a very sad story. This man did not deserve to die. I think his name is Mr. Garrett. He was an Air Force veteran. There was a BLM demonstration or protest. And he did have an AK-47, but he never pointed at anyone. If he did point it, he could kill the guy if he wanted to kill him. He was with his girlfriend, who's in a wheelchair. He's been with his girlfriend, who's black. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I just want you to know, that's why, you know, he probably felt he had a kinship to be in the Black Lives Matter as a supporter. She's in a wheelchair because she once had a septic reaction or infection that she lost all her limbs, her hands and her legs to use her hands. And he was wheelchairing her all over the place. Some people describe him as her fifth limb. It is a very sad story. The whole idea, let's look at the story, then come back. Hold on.
New developments and fallout after the conviction of Daniel Perry. Perry was found guilty of murder in the 2020 death of Garrett Foster.
Now we're seeing a lot more evidence, a lot more of the evidence the state wanted admitted to the trial for the jury to see. It includes hundreds of messages Perry sent that centers around things like protests and Black Lives Matter movement.
Muslims.
KVU senior reporter Tony Pulhetsky got a hold of those documents and shows us how they may impact.
Listen how racist he is.
Brian and Quita, this is the document Judge Clifford Brown considered when looking at what.
Some of these documents, the judge didn't want to let him in because he don't want it to some of his racist writings and texts and tweets, whatever you want to call them, because he probably don't want it to hurt his trial, you understand? But the guy's a fucking non-racist. He's been writing. He said in 2019, about 4 years ago, it's too bad he can't go. It's too bad he can't go to Europe and hunt Muslims down. It's a racist garbage. These are filthy. These are the filth. These are the trailer trash that nobody needs. They don't serve any purposes in society. They're hateful of other people and their persona. They are better than everybody. It doesn't serve even their own kind. It doesn't. These people are nothing, they don't produce. He was an Uber driver. What the fuck was he doing?
To allow the jury to see during trial. The jury saw some of these messages during the trial, but far from all of them. Because Brown is doing the sentencing, legal experts have said he'll consider all of this when deciding how much time Perry will spend in prison. In that document, the state mentions a Facebook post from Perry on June 1st, 2020 that says, quote, "They also spread violence and hatred like the Black Panthers of the 60s. Black Lives Matter is racist to white people and think we should pay them money because we purchased them from black Africans and Africa."
How racist. And he went and killed a white person. This is the whole idea. This is how dumb these white nationals are. He hates black people and went and killed another white person. Fucking dumb. You see what he's writing? This guy's a racist garbage. The whole idea we're talking about this is the governor of Texas, who's in a fucking wheelchair like me. I'm not in a wheelchair, but I used to be in a wheelchair. He wants to pardon him. As soon as he got convicted, he tweeted that, "Hurry up with that paperwork. I want to pardon him." He didn't want to wait for the process. They didn't even sentence him yet. So what are you going to pardon, you fucking piece of shit? That tree that fell on Governor Abbott when he was jogging before he became crippled should have fucking hit him in the head and saved us all this fucking headache in the long run. We have to deal with a fucking guy like him.
That same day, he also posted on Facebook, quote, Now it is my turn to get banned, but comparing Black Lives Matter's movement to a zoo full of monkeys that are freaking out, flinging their expletive. He also posted a comment on a YouTube video titled, "Protesters, Looters Get Shot, San Antonio, Texas," saying, quote, "Glad someone finally did something." And in a text message with a friend on June 21st, 2020, that person described to Perry what the definition of self-defense is under the law. Perry responded by saying,
"They're already talking about it. This is before he shot the guy. They're already talking about how to defend himself. He was on a mission to kill somebody that day. It doesn't matter who. He was looking to kill somebody. And I'm probably 100% sure he went and drove right through that area where the protests are just to create a hostile environment and get the excuse to kill somebody that day. That's all it is."
And quote, "It matters not what the law is. What matters is how much money you can spend on a lawyer and the jury," end quote. And the state also pointed to an online search Perry made where he typed, quote, "degrees of murder charges." Those searches all happened in the weeks leading up to the protest in which Foster was shot and killed on July 25th. Perry had claimed he thought Foster raised a gun at him, so Perry opened fire. There are dozens more posts and searches mentioned in this document, many of which, again, were not admitted in trial. But this comes after Governor Greg Abbott called for an expedited review of a pardon for Perry. Well, Judge Brown still has not set a date for sentencing. Back to you.
Tony, thanks a lot.
Hey. The evidence only shows what we've known already, that Daniel Perry went to the scene because he wanted to harm someone who believed in the right of black communities. 100%. As you can see from his tweet and his text with his friend, and he was actually Googling a week before the demonstration or the protest the degrees of murder, like first degree, second degree, third degree. He wants to kill somebody. So, what the fuck are you going to pardon, Mr. Abbott? This is the stupid thing about it. You know why he's doing it? Because Tucker Carlson did a fucking 3-minute segment. Like, he don't care about this human being. He's white like you. Abbott, a white racist, went to kill black people and ended up killing another white person. What a fucking tragic ending to this fucking dumb motherfucker. The reason I'm mad is because the guy was texted and social media, right? In 2019, he wanted to kill Muslims. I'm a Muslim. How are you going to kill me, man? So why would you pardon some garbage like that? I mean, what the fuck is the Republican Party doing? Are they trying like to fucking lose these elections, lose the confidence of the American people? Abbott, what are you doing, man? I'm telling you, Fox News is killing the Republican Party because he sees the segment of Tucker Carlson, he reacts to it right away. As soon as Tucker Carlson finished, he tweets, boom. Exhibit, I can't say the word. Hurry up with the paperwork so I could pardon this motherfucker and feel good about it. The whole idea is you're killing your brand, man. You're killing your brand. The Republican Party, they're killing their brand. They have become a reactionary party, not a party of fucking law and order, of sense, common sense, conservatism, small governments, constitutional rights. No. We believe in state rights. As soon as somebody convicts Donald Trump from a city, they bring the whole Congress to New York and hold fucking hearings on crime in New York just to fucking create a media fuckery out of the issue with Donald Trump to give him cover. So in other words, you believe in state rights, but when it serves you, you don't give a damn about state rights. You don't believe in anything. The Republican Party is not a political party, man. I'm telling you right away, man, right now. It is nothing but a fucking the right arm of the political arm of white nationalism and white grievances. That's all they do. They take advantage of these poor whites who really have no privileges. They're fucking poor. They're poor as me. What privileges do people have in West Virginia? Nothing. They're poor. They live in these fucking shanty town houses. Fucking some of them have no teeth, no health care, no hospitals. No real roads.
no real education, no real economy. Even the minimum wage, the senator from West Virginia voted it down. You know what $23 an hour, what $15 an hour could do for somebody in Virginia? A lot. You know what $15 an hour could do for somebody in Mississippi? A lot. In New York, nobody gets $15. Everybody getting like $25, $30 already. Because it's too expensive to live in New York City. So the companies, they have to raise the prices, they have to raise the minimum wage, because people have to be able to afford to live where they are. What I'm saying here is the Republican Party is not serving its the people who vote every time for them. And Kentucky is poor as fuck, man. Kentucky has the poorest 12 counties in the United States. And they still vote for Mitch McConnell and that guy, what's a Rand Paul, that piece of shit. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm a bit tired. That's what I got to say, right? I wanted to go on more and more. I had a lot of stuff to go on with the Bud Light. You see how the Bud Light? Let me get this poor people out of this sad picture out now. I feel sad for them. No, I look too handsome. No. Let me get there. I am. You saw the debacle with the Bud Light. Well, we're gonna boycott Walt Disney, we're gonna boycott Mr. Potato Head, we're gonna boycott Dr. Seuss and Luce. Shut the fuck up. Bud Light has lost, Anheuser-Busch has lost $6 billion in market value. No, they didn't. Go to the stock market. The stock has been up 7% as of today in the last month. And this incident took place, what, 2 weeks ago? A week and a half ago? People are not responding to this fucking boycott put. Even the left. Don't boycott anything, man. And my message is, I don't like when corporate America gets involved in culture wars. There was no need for that for Bud Light. Or Hershey chocolate, whatever. Shut the fuck up. Just sell your candy and your beer and shut the fuck up. If you want to donate to organizations that help these people who are suffering, like young people who have issues with transgender issues. Donate. Don't get involved, man. I'm truly, honestly saying don't get involved. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, this is Omar. I hope I had a good show today. I just wanted to get that shit out of my mind. I was Lee, man. I'm not organized. I don't have a lot of people to help me get organized. Been looking for a producer, but can't find these motherfuckers. And by the way, fuck all the panels. Fuck all these other YouTubers who don't want to give us an opportunity. Give me a chance, man. Let me talk with you. Let me get on with you, man. Come on my channel. Give me a prop up, especially left wing creators. You see, I can never be a right winger. I could be conservative, in certain things. But I cannot be a hypocrite. I can't lie to you like fucking Ben Shapiro with the fucking jet black yarmulke so you wouldn't see it in his head. Because he has to please two people. He has to maintain that. Well, listen, you see, I'm Jewish. I'm not a bad guy. And my organization is not racist. And at the same time, send me your money. We hate blacks. We hate minorities. We hate immigrants. We hate transgenders. We hate this. We hate that. We hate this. Jack don't. All right. Had a good time, man. See you in a couple of days, man. I've been busy with the NBA playoffs, man. Woo! You saw the game between the Sacramento Kings and Golden State Warriors. That fucking Green is a piece of shit, though, when he stepped on the guy. But fucking basketball is good, man. That's why I'm getting ahead of this. I want to do this before the next starts playing. All right, that's you, man. God bless you all, man. Love you all. God bless you.